So time is not an arrow. It doesn't flow in one direction. But it, you know, there are ways in which this physicist's view of time, this Einstein's view of time, can seem in some ways quite mystical. I mean, Freeman Dyson said to me, and I think this was just a description of what Einstein saw, and tell me if this is correct, that past, present, and future are ultimately an illusion, that in fact everything is happening at the same time on some level. Is that right?
Einstein wrote in a letter to the widow of his friend, best friend, in fact, Michelle Besso, that to us who are convinced physicists, past, present and future are only illusions, however persistent. Mm-hmm. And what he meant by that is, in the theory of relativity, which we now know to be the correct description of the nature of time, your time and my time can be different. And so discussing the question of the present becomes ambiguous, because if we ask what's happening on Mars now, it sounds like a meaningful question, because you and I are talking and we have a common now, and we think this common now can be extended right across the universe. But it turns out the question, what's happening on Mars now, is ambiguous to within about 20 minutes. That is to say that we could identify any of a range of events over a 20-minute interval on Mars, which could be regarded as simultaneous with this moment now, according to how the observer is moving. So if somebody's rushing through the solar system in a spaceship, they would regard this moment now and a particular event on Mars is simultaneous, whereas somebody moving in the opposite direction in a spaceship would have a completely different moment of simultaneity on Mars. And that discrepancy increases the farther away you go. So if you go right out to distant galaxies, the discrepancy between these nows is very easily made thousands of years by the simple process of just getting up and walking around. Even differences in, as we say, reference frame, differences in movement of walking pace, and can shift the what we would regard as the present moment in some distant part of the universe by thousands of years. Now, this doesn't mean that you can communicate with the past or send messages back in the past or visit the past, because the other thing about the theory of relativity is that the speed of light is an absolute speed limit, a cosmic speed limit. We can't send information faster than light. So the fact that there's this range of present moments or range of nows mm-hmm. in other places doesn't ever lead us to be able to reverse the time order of things or to know the future or anything like that. So the theory hangs together consistently, but it does mean that we can't make any sense of the notion of the present moment universally throughout the universe. And so that leads us to conclude that the past and the future must in some sense exist with equal status as the present, because mm-hmm. we can't chop time up into these three things. It's just entirely a sort of personal relative decomposition.